Every time you're on, people have a million questions. It's great to have you back. How are you today?
Great. Hi, Lisa. Great. How are you?
Good. Ray represents Kaplan Law Firm, and I had invited you on because FAFSA applications were open soon, but now the government shut down. So how does that impact everything?
Well, we're kind of waiting to see how that is all going to work itself out. I'm still advising clients, go to studentaid.gov. That's the site that's run by the Department of Education. And we know for sure that you can create your FSA ID. And that is really the gateway to all federal student loans, some scholarships and grants, and basically free money for college.
I understand that the forms might be less difficult this go around. I had read that before FAFSA had more questions than a mortgage application. I felt like that happened when Liam was filling them out. I was like, geez, this is a lot. It was overwhelming. And now that's been streamlined?
Yes, it has been streamlined. So it went from, I think, about 106 questions down to 36 to 46, depending on your situation. And it's definitely less confusing and less clunky than it used to be. So they definitely have streamlined it.
And it's still required for every college student, correct? Whether they're using any kind of student aid or not?
Yes. So I get this question all the time. A lot of people think that they don't qualify for aid. And what is surprising to people is that pretty much everybody will qualify for some amount of student loans. Now, whether or not you accept the loans, that's a different story, but you will qualify, and every little bit helps, especially with the cost of college these days. So even if you don't think that you're going to qualify, you actually will qualify for the bare minimum, which would probably be around $5,500 in unsubsidized federal student loans. Now, loans you have to pay back, and then how you have to pay those back depends on the law when the loans go into repayment. But you also may qualify for other types of grants or scholarships that you don't even know about.
I also had seen reported that between November of last year and August of this year, more than 414,000 Illinois residents completed FAFSA. Most people just do that on their own?
Yes, absolutely. So the thing you can do is go right to studentaid.gov. Everybody, you got to write down your username and password. Nobody remembers it. Everybody thinks they're going to remember it, but they don't. Or if you have an authenticator or where it can be saved into your computer, that's great. I also recommend making sure that you link it to your cell phone so that you can pop on there from your mobile phone. And it really is very easy access these days. Now, what also confuses people is both the student has to have their own FSA ID and parent plus borrowers have to have their own FSA ID. So that's something that people often get confused.
And if you don't get any kind of student aid, what is the interest rate these days on private loans for schooling?
Well, that's a great question, and it really depends on your credit. So there are a lot of great companies right now, and we're actually starting to work with a new company that is going to put students directly in contact with scholarships. So instead of these scholarship kind of search engines that just aggregate and find all the scholarships out there that you could be eligible for, we're going to start working pretty soon with a company that will put you, the borrower, directly into contact with a particular scholarship. And these are big scholarships, too. So there are some really creative ways to pay for college. And that's what we're here for, is to make sure that parents and borrowers don't make a huge mistake, don't lose out on money.
And is it a tougher time when it comes to grad plus loans?
It will be. So right now, borrowers can still take advantage of the old grad plus loans. After July 1st, 2026, the rules change. And so it's really important to know the rules and know how they impact you. That's what we're here for. You can call us 312-294-8989 or visit us at financialrelief.com so that we can walk you step by step how it's going to be different post July 1st, 2026. That's when these new regulations are going to take effect.
And the day before that, June 30th, 2026, is when the federal FAFSA deadline takes place, which, you know, a lot of people wait till like June 28th. Is there a reason that you should be on this now?
Yes, you should be on this now. You want to enroll as early as possible. Get enrolled in FAFSA, complete FAFSA. Don't wait, because a lot of state aid and state grants are dependent on kind of first come, first serve. So they run out of funds. So the earlier you can apply, the greater your chance that you will actually get other grants and scholarships that you may not even be aware of.
And Ray, if this government shutdown drags on, does that affect any of the distribution of funds or anything to do with student loans? Or is that all kind of not anything to be concerned about?
You know, it might. We've never had this particular situation before, so we're all kind of waiting to see how exactly this is going to play out. There may be glitches, but you can only do so much as a borrower to protect yourself. And the main thing is you want to register. Go to studentaid.gov. That's the site that's run by the Department of Education. That's what gets you registered for FAFSA. And FAFSA is the gateway to loans, which you have to pay back, and grants and scholarships, which is free money.
One of our texters is saying, Lisa, could you ask Ray about current Parent PLUS loan repayment?
Okay, that is a great question. It is very important for people who right now have Parent PLUS loans for us to get you enrolled in income-driven repayment. That is a different payment plan from any other payment plan, and it will get you grandfathered in under the old rules, which offer lower payments and more forgiveness. After July 1st, 2026, which I know that seems like a long time away, but it really is not, because these processing times take forever with the Department of Ed and your servicers these days. So if you currently have Parent PLUS loans, give us a call so we can walk you through, take a look at your loans, and make sure you are enrolled in the most advantageous, lowest payment plan, because it really makes a difference. I've seen payments that we have reduced from $3,000 a month to $300 a month. I should say this does not apply to everybody. I don't want everybody to have the idea that we can, like a magic wand, lower your monthly payment. We have to apply the law to you and to your loans. But if we can qualify you, we can lower your monthly payment, and it makes a big difference.
And someone's asking how you can tell if you're grandfathered in for loan forgiveness.
Well, if you are already enrolled in income-based repayment, and there's a big asterisk here, not the SAVE plan. So the SAVE plan is going away. And a lot of people are sitting right now in this SAVE forbearance, which is like kind of like you're in limbo. But if you are a Parent PLUS borrower, you do not want to be in the SAVE forbearance. You want to be in IBR. So you can call your servicer and ask them, hey, what payment plan am I enrolled in? Am I in IBR or some other payment plan? If you're not in IBR, you want to get into IBR.
Thank you so much for joining us, Ray. Have a great day.
Thanks, Lisa. Anytime.
And tell everybody your website.
Sure. It's financialrelief.com.
That's Ray Kaplan, Kaplan Law Firm.